Well, today we're going to be talking about a king, and I'm going to use this gentleman over here to be our king. What do you think a king looks like when he dresses up in his fancy clothes? What do you think?
Like a boy.
Like a boy? Maybe he wears like a crown that's big and gold and sparkly with diamonds and all kinds of pretty jewels in it. Maybe he has a big cape that looks like this. No. And he sits in a big fancy chair. Do you know what it starts? Do you know what it's called? A big chair? What?
Comfy chair?
No, it's a comfy chair, but it's called a
throne.
It's a throne. And what color do we think of when we think of a king? It's a color that we have in our church over here somewhere. What is it, Michael?
I don't know.
We could think of gold.
We could think of gold, but I'll give you a hint. It's a color you can see from here, where Pastor Greg is going to be talking from.
Purple.
Why do you think we think of purple when you think of a king?
Red!
The color, purple is the color we think of when we think of kings because it's a royal color.
Okay, I was going to say the royal color, but I guess you took it.
That's it. That was it, Kehlani. It's a royal color, purple, that we think of when we think of kings. And what else do we think of when we think of kings? They live in big, big what?
Where do kings live? Big, big house called a what?
Castle.
In a castle. Yeah, and a long time ago, people were waiting for a king to come. And do you think he had a big, beautiful gold crown and a fancy cape like this? And do you think he sat on a throne in a castle? No. How did Jesus come into the world? As a what? How did he come into the world? As a king? How did he look, Emma?
He was a baby.
He was a baby, and guess where he was born? Was he born in a big, fancy castle with a big, big drawbridge and a big door?
No, he was born in a manger.
He was born in a manger, a place where the animals go and where the animals eat. That's where his crib was, in the manger. Can you believe that? This time of year, I want you to think about that, boys and girls. Jesus came to the earth as a little tiny baby, okay? And I want you to remember when you see presents and Christmas trees and all that festivity, think about how Jesus came to the earth as a tiny little baby to save us from our sins, okay? And we're going to be waiting. We're going to be anticipating. Do you know what anticipation is? That's a big word. We're going to be waiting and waiting for Jesus to come back soon and see us and pick us up and take us to heaven with him. Isn't that an exciting day? In the Bible, it says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. So in the next few Sabbaths, I want you to think what Pastor Greg is going to be talking about hope and joy and love and peace. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads. Anyone want to pray for me? You want to pray, Emma? Okay, let's talk to Jesus.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Please thank you for everything we have. Thank you for everything. Please keep all of us safe while we're in your house. And if there's any slaves out there, please free them. Amen.
Amen. Okay, kids, grab a basket and you can help me collect the lamb's offering.